This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchem Abba, and welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Ksubais, Daf Ayin Zayin, Amud Aleph. We begin the two lines from the bottom, and Ayin Vav Amud Beis. V'chachamim Oimrim V'amed V'amamrum B'mumin Shebeseser. In the Mishnah on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, the Mishnah discussed a woman who had mumin, either Beveis Aviha or after Nesuin. The Chachamim say the only time mumin, a husband, could claim that it's a mekach tos is only mumin shebeseser. But mumin shebegaloi, where he knew about it, he can't make any claims. Says the Gemara, Amrav Nachman, v'nichbe epilepsy k'mumin shebeseser dami, is like a hidden mum. Why? Because since her epileptic seizures are at certain intervals, and they come at specific times, so she could schedule not to go out with him at those times. Let's say she knows every Monday at 8 p.m. she has this epileptic seizure. So they'll go to the Brooklyn Marriott Sunday and Tuesday. So she could just schedule it. She said, what is it? She said, I don't know. They don't have good Diet Coke Monday night. But v'hani mili dikfil lezman, that's only if it's a set time of loikfil lezman. If the times are not set, it's like an open mum, because it's inevitable he's bound to experience and see her seizure. Okay, says the Mishnah. When does a mum disturb a marriage? That's if it's her mum. Because as we saw, a man cares about the appearance of his wife. But a man who a mum developed, we do not force him to divorce his wife. Because women are not as particular about the way their husbands look, the way men are about how their wives look. When is it not an issue for a man to have a mum if it's a small mum? Of a mum, a big mum, we do force him to get divorced. The Tanakama, the Chachamim seem to say, even a big mum, we don't force them to get divorced. So we have a machlokes about the gersa in the Mishnah. It says, shenoldu. Our gersa is shenoldu. Rav Yehuda tani noldu. Rav Yehuda says the mum developed. If the mum was there from the beginning, certainly ein hoitzi, ein kaifin hoitzi. Chia barav tani hayu. Chia barav learnt, if it was there from the beginning, we don't force. But if it developed later, maybe we would force them to get divorced. Manda Amar Noldu, the Manda Amar who says Noldu, Kol Shekein Hayu. Certainly, if they always were. If you don't have to divorce, if you don't force them to get divorced when it developed later, certainly if it was there before and she was okay with it. The Kasavra Vekibla, she knew about it and she accepted it. Manda Amar Hayu, the Manda Amar who learns that we're talking about where the Mumin were. But maybe if it developed, it would disturb the marriage. Aval noldu loy. So Rabbi Yehuda taught noldu, Chia Barav taught hayu. Tanan, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Bamed var mamurim. Shimon Gamliel says, when is a mum not interfere with a marriage? B'mumin ktanim smolmin avamumin gedoylim kofinoy so lahoitzi. Now, let's analyze that. Because there are two ways of reading the Mishnah. One way of reading the Mishnah is the Mishnah is talking about they were always there, but Taka, if they came later, it would ruin the marriage. And one Manda Amr says it's talking about if it was there later, it doesn't disturb the marriage, and certainly if it was there before. So Bishlam Manda Amr Noldu. Bishlam according to the Manda Amr that it developed later. That the Mishnah is talking about, if it developed later, it doesn't disturb the marriage. Certainly if it was there before. But if it developed later, you could say, it all depends whether it's a big mum or a small mum. Hainu deshani ben gedoyim l'ktanim. That's the difference between big and small. El man d'amar hayu. But according to the man d'amar, that it doesn't disturb the marriage because it was there before. Then Malik Da Malik Tanim, what difference does it make if it was big or small? The logic is Hasavra v'kibla. She knows about it and she accepts it. If it's small, she knew about it and accepted it. Or likewise, if it's big.
Why are we misalik if it's begalui v'seser?
Why are we mechalik? Apparently it doesn't matter. She doesn't care about Galoy or Seser. She doesn't care about aesthetics, but if it's big, she's not happy with it. But if it's, she knew about it, so then even if it's big, she came to terms with it. Says Gemara, Hasavra v'kibla. Says Gemara, Kisfuru yishaycha l'kabach v'nicha l'kabel. The difference between big and small would be by a big mum, she could say, I thought I could handle it, and it turns out I'm not able to handle it. The following are big mumen. Again, Rav Shmuel Gamliel says that mumen gedolim is a problem. Tanakhama says even mumen gedolim is not going to disturb the marriage. What are big mumen? Perish Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Kugan nismas einai, his eye was blinded. Nikta ayadai, his hand was cut off. Nijra raglai, his foot was smashed. His foot was so smashed, even Dr. Phil couldn't. There's nothing to do. It was mamish nijbara lagamri. Itmar, Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov, son name Rabbi Yochanan, halacha is like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that it depends whether it's a big mum or a small mum. Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, halacha Rav Chachamim. Rava, son name Rav Nachman, it doesn't matter if it's big or small, even if it's big, they don't have to get divorced. So Rabbi Yochanan is reputed to have said, as Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov said in his name, the halacha is like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? Did Rabbi Yochanan say the halacha is like Rav Shmuel Gamliel? But there's a teaching that Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is always like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Va'amar Rabba Bar Rechan Rabbi Yochanan, b'chol makom sheshana Rav Shmuel Gamliel, mishnah sin halacha kamaisai. Whenever Rav Shmuel Gamliel is taught in the Mishnah, the halacha is like him. Chutz mei arev, except for the case of a cosigner. Arev in Perek Get Pashat, Tzidon in Gittin, about a get given in Tzidon, and Raya Achroina, if evidence comes in after a decision was made. So Rabbi Yochanan always holds halachas like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Why would Rabbi Yochanan have to say over here that halachas like Rav Shmuel Gamliel? Says Gemara, Amaroi Nidhu Valib Rabbi Yochanan. It's a machlokes Amaroim according to Rabbi Yochanan, meaning Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov holds that Rabbi Yochanan held that the halacha is not always like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. That's why he had to say over here that halacha is like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Rav Nachman said halacha, I'm sorry, but Rabbi Archana held that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the halacha is always like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Fine, says the Mishnah. The Elu Shekovenos El Haitzi, the following we forced to get divorced. Even though we just said that we don't force a wife and a husband to get divorced just because he has mumin, the following we forced to get divorced. Muka Shchen, someone who has boils. Ubal Falifas, someone who's a Baal Falifas. We'll see what that means. V'hamekamets, one who gathers dog manure. V'hametzarif Nechoshes, someone who refines copper. V'haborsi a tanner. I was in Fez. We went to the famous tannery in Fez. The smell was painful, okay? I don't know if have you ever been to a tannery? Have you ever experienced painful smell? It's uncomfortable, mamish uncomfortable smell. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? It's what?
It actually hurts your nose.
Yeah, it hurt. It's a very famous place. It's a beautiful place, and the smell is terrible. So imagine somebody he deals with that every day. Bein shahayu ad shaloi nisu. Whether the person had this profession before they got married. Ubein mishanisu. Or after they get married. Noldu. V'yal kulan amar ameir. And about all of these cases, Rav Meir would say, Afopisha hisne ima, even though she stipulated, I want to marry this guy even though he smells to the high heavens. She's able to say, I thought I could hack it. I thought I could tolerate it. I can't. The Chachamim say, well, if she specifically stipulated that she'll accept the guy despite his smelly profession, she has to tolerate against her will. Except for someone who has boils, because it causes his flesh to melt. How do they translate it? Memaktai.
Fall apart.
What's the root of the word memaktai? Mem.
Uh huh. But isn't it shared in the Mishnah? Because it's almost like she's making a neder, and she doesn't. I mean, and it's a neder that she doesn't know what the. This is a neder that she doesn't realize what the outcome, what it is, what the true.
Look.
The neder should fall apart.
We're in the Chachamim. It's not. It's. I mean, it's not a neder, right? A neder. She's not asring something. Otherwise, it's like nidrei mitzvah. She says, "I'm marrying you, Ankin, and despite your smell." See, you want to know? Is it like a Pesach for the neder? If you would have really realized how bad he smells, you never would have done. Or is it just? Taisus asks, every woman in the world, if she wants to pull a trick, she could pull the following shenanigan. She could marry one of these smelly guys, and then say after a day, you know, I thought I could deodorize, I thought I could spray you with Lysol every day, but it's not working, so just I like the ksuba and have a good day. So Taisus says, you know, where there's such a concern, she won't get a ksuba. I'm not sure if Taka people are going to be lining up to marry these smelly people. But, you know.
Why does he say it's only exhaust?
You know, what if the guy turns around and says, fine, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to start selling car insurance. You know? I mean, I'm not sure how, if this is really going to catch on, it's going to be like, you know, the most popular guys in the world are the smelly guys because everyone's going to want to marry them for a day.
I remember we had said earlier that a woman that prefers to be with a man than to be alone.
Yeah, but
I'm willing to go and, you know, quote unquote, try it out. You know, I mean, it's better to be smelly than being alone.
You know, there's a difference between an embarrassing mum and a smell, you know? So in other words, she'll forget. Okay. And the end of that Gemara is that she's only doing it so that she could be mezana with other people and blame it on the lousy husband. So, okay, Maisa B'tzidain. There's a story in Tzidain about Borsi Achad. There was a tanner, Shemes, he died. He had a brother who was a tanner. Amru Chachamim, the sages said, so the guy was a borsi, and he died, and the brother was a borsi. She could say, I don't want to be miyabim him. Say, what do you mean? What's wrong with this profession? You stuck it out with the husband for 20 years. She said, yeah, but he, I liked him. I don't like the brother. My bal folifas, a smell from the nose. Is there such a medical condition where someone's nose smells? Eminent doctors, is there a medical condition that you're aware of that someone's nose smells? Bimasnisa tana, toes. I know. I'm asking at the nose, right? Bimasnisa tana. We learned in a brisa reach hapeh, a mouth odor. Rav Asi Masni Ibcha. Rav Asi learned the other way. That Shmuel says it's a mouth odor. Umanach Basimli gave the following simon. Shmuel loy pasak pume mikula perkin. Shmuel did not cease speaking about the whole perek. Every mishnah in this perek has comments of Shmuel. But that expression, Shmuel spoke about the whole mishnah, makes a connection between Shmuel and the mouth. So that's a way to remember that Shmuel is the one who says Baal Felifas is a mouth odor. V'ha mekameitz. My mekameitz.
Gold translate Felifas as polypus, which is, you know, polyps in the nose where fluid could retain there and it could probably cause a smell or some sort of fungal infection, something like that.
Mm-hmm. You're muted, so
polyp.
What?
Yeah, it's with the fungal infection, and the fungus smells bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when people's toes smell, the fungus there, so the fungus is smelling bad. So this guy has just some fungal infection around the nose,
mm-hmm.
and that's where it's emanating from.
Okay. Good. V'hamekameitz, my mekameitz, am Rav Yehuda, zehamekabeitz says club, someone who gathers dog manure. I may say we learned in a brayso mekameitz zeborsi. We learned in a brayso mekameitz as a tanner. So we're asking on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says mekameitz is someone who gathers dog manure. But we learned in a brayso it's a tanner. Yeah, and according to you, tamech tikshilach masisin. But according to you, you could ask on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is shver. It can't be a tanner either, because the Mishnah says mekameitz mitzareif nechayshes v'haborsi. So obviously mekameitz is not a tanner. So the Gemara says no. Bisham masnisin like kasha. It's not a question from the Mishnah. Kambe borsi gadol, kambe borsi katan. Borsi is a big a tanner with a lot of hides, and mekameitz has a few hides. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a tanner. It's someone who gathers dog manure. Says Gemara, Tanoihi it's machlokes is Tanoim. The Tani we learned in a Braisa, Mekameitz Zaborsi. Mekameitz is a Borsi. V'yesharim Zeha Mekameitz Tsayas Klavim. And some say it's someone who gathers dog manure. So when Rehuda says it's someone who gathers dog manure, that is definitely supported by a Tanaitic source. V'hametzarif nechoshes v'haborsi. What exactly is a metzarif nechoshes? My metzarif nechoshes. Rav Ashi Omer, chashli dudi. One who bangs copper and makes pots. Rabba Barachon Omer, zeh hamechatech nechoshes meikar. One who digs out copper from the earth. Tanya kvasid Rabba Barachon izo metzarif. Zeh hamechatech nechoshes meikar. One who digs copper from the earth. Omer Rav. A guy who says, I'm not going to support her, I'm not going to feed her, I'm not going to support her, he has to divorce her and give her a ksuba. A husband who says, I'm not feeding my wife, we make them get divorced. Also Rebbe Lazar went, Amra l'shmaita kamei d'shmuel. He said, the Gemara, before Shmuel, again, Rav says, so a husband who says, I'm not supporting my wife, we force him to give a ksuba. So Azal Rebbe Lazar went, Amar l'shmaita kamei d'shmuel. He said Rav's teaching before Shmuel. Amar, Shmuel said, Achsua sari le'alazar. Why don't we force feed barley to Alazar? Meaning what you're saying is without reason. So we should feed you animal fodder. Because why would we force him to divorce her? We should force him to feed her. Instead of forcing him to divorce, we should force him to feed. So what does Rav hold? Rav holds, well, we're going to force them to stay together and force him to feed her? That's going to be a marriage? A husband who says to his wife, I don't want to feed you, she's not going to be able to live with him even if we force him to feed her. Ein adam darim nachash b'chvifa. A person can't live with a snake in the same basket. Kisolik Reb Zera, when Reb Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael. We just had Reb Zera in our Monday shir. The Emre Yemes says Zera is Rashi Tevais, yeah? Ema, Yira, Reses, Zeya. It's a good one. I forgot that one. I gave that shir first time 10 years ago. And I was looking for a shir today, and I said, you know what? I'm in the mood of that one. But I forgot Reb Zera's Rosh Hashanah, Ema, Yira, Reses, and Zeya. And Reb Zera was very serious. Reb Zera, the Gemara Nidus, has never laughed. He never laughed. He went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkeche l'Rav Binyamin bar Yefes. He found Rav Binyamin Yefes was saying the din of Rav, that if a husband doesn't want to divorce his wife, we force him to get divorced. Ashkeche l'Rav Binyamin bar Yefes. The Yosef Karmelim is made Rav Yochanan, that he was saying in the name of Rav Yochanan that which Rav said, the same din. Amar Leis, Rav Zera told him, Al da'ach su sarin la'alaz b'Bavel. Back in Babylon, this teaching did not go over well. They wanted to feed barley to Elazar because of this teaching. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Amar Rav, Asi, Ein ma'asin ela lipsulais. We only force to get divorce women who are disqualified. If they're asr medaraisa. That's what Rabbi Asi said. We only forced to get divorced so if there's psulim. Kamrita kameh deshmuel, when he said in front of Shmuel, Amar, Shmuel explained, Kagain, Aman l'kain gadol, a widow to a kain gadol, Grush v'chalus l'kain hedyoit, Mamzer asu nasinu l'Yisrael, Bas Yisrael l'nasinu l'mamzer. Aval nasa isha, but if you marry a woman, v'sha ima eser shanim, and you stay with her for 10 years, so that's not a psul d'iraisa, even though there's a chiyav pru revu, but you don't have to divorce your wife. V'lo yalda, if someone's married for 10 years and doesn't give birth, ein kaifinoi, so we don't force them to get divorced. V'rav tachlifa bar avdimi, avimi, amar shmol, afilo nasa isha v'sha ima yud shanim, even if you got married and you waited with her for 10 years, v'lo yalda, and she didn't give birth, kaifinoisai, we force him to get divorced. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, elu shekaifinoisai lahaytzi, the following we force to get divorced, mukashchin, ubal palifas. So Bishlam, according to Rav Asi, who says that we only are ma'asin, psulais, who are midairaisa, I understand why the Mishnah did not list psulais midairaisa, because it's pashat we force psulais daraisa to get divorced. The chiddush of the Mishnah is even these cases of mumin, they have to get divorced midrabanan. Bishlam l'ravasi drabanan katani daraisa loy katani. Bishlam according to ravasi drabban midrabanans, it was taught midaraisa, it was not taught. The Mishnah is teaching drabanans, and it's not teaching Sulam Dairaisa. El Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi, that we do force to get divorced a drabanan of married for 10 years without children, listening to Nasi Yishav Shayma Esar Shanim. Our Mishnah that listed the Mumin that you have to get divorced, it should have also said if a couple can't have children for 10 years. Listening. It should teach Nasa Isha, if you married a woman, Vishayima Eser Shanim, and you stayed together for 10 years. Vilayada Kaifin Aysai. Says Umar, Amar Rav Nachman, like Kasha. Rav Nachman said it's not difficult. Habimili Habishuti. The Mishnah is talking about forcing to get divorced with a whip. We hit them till they get divorced. But if you're married for 10 years, we don't whip you to get divorced. We just speak to you harshly and convince you to get divorced. To which the Gemara asks, you think you could force someone to do anything with harsh speech? Harsh speech is worthless. Nobody's going to do anything because of harsh speech. Maskeflor Ababa, bidvarim lo yusar eved. With words, a slave will not be reprimanded. What are you saying that when it comes to being married for 10 years, the way we force is with words? Words, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never harm me. Words have no effect. El Amrav Abba, Rav Abba said, Hava Habashuti. Both scenarios we force with whips. However, the difference is Hasam in the Mishnah, Ki Amra, Havina Badeh. If she says, you know, I want to stay with him, I don't mind the movement, Shafkinala, we allow her. Hacha, but if they're married for 10 years and they can't have children, Afagav da Amra, Havina, even if she says, okay, I'm good with it, Bahade with him, Lay Shafkinala, we don't allow it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will try to finish the parak. And have a great night, everyone. Thank you very much. Kol Tov. Good night, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.